Update of the avalanche forecast for Monday, the 30th of March 2026. Weakly bonded old snow is to be avoided. Wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Winter sport participants can release avalanches in isolated cases. They can be triggered in deep layers and reach medium size. Caution is to be exercised in particular on very steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Especially transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack are unfavorable. Wind slabs can still be released at elevated altitudes. This applies in particular in case of a large load. Avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Avalanches can reach medium size in isolated cases. And now the snowpack. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. The sometimes storm-force wind has transported the fresh and old snow significantly. Hard wind slabs formed. The various wind slabs have bonded quite well together. We have the following danger patterns. DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.